You are listening to Real World News.
Interview with MST leader João Pedro Stedile. After the death of President and Revolutionary Hugo Chavez, the leader of the Relentless Workers Movement of Brazil, João Pedro Stedile, highlights how people were able to reclaim their power in the political construction towards the liberation of the continent. In an interview with Real World Radio in Caracas, a few minutes before Nicolás Maduro was sworn in acting president, and as Chavez's funeral services were still happening, Stedile described Chavez's appearance in the Latin American political scene as the first and firm defeat of neoliberalism. He also said that Chavez introduced a change in the idea of national sovereignty by and for the peoples, far from the proposal of the local elite groups and transnational institutions, which conceived it as a form of exploitation and accumulation of capital and natural goods. Even under anti-neoliberal governments, Stedile mentioned the case of Brazil, Argentina and Uruguay, the modus operandi of the political parties to support them have put the people outside the process. Hugo Chavez's legacy now puts a challenge to left-wing social movements and organizations to continue with his project to ensure absolute liberation that will only be achieved through popular mobilization. It is a privilege to have come to Caracas on behalf of La Villa Campesina and the MST, but also a big responsibility. This afternoon, March Friday the 8th, we were in the funeral services of the Venezuelan president. Almost 3 million people came and 3 million more are expected. The government has already announced that they will extend the services for another 7 days. The atmosphere is of extreme sorrow, but also with a sense of commitment. I have heard many people, humble people, peasants, workers, military, young people, students, taking up the commitment to continue with this project. I believe Chavez was very wise in that sense, because at all times he said that the main actors in his change were the people, as the only way to achieve real change. The people understood the message, and they are taking their historic fate in their own hands to make changes in Venezuela. This has a repercussion in the whole continent, because there are some visionary projects here like UNASUR, the South American Union of Nations, the expansion of MERCOSUR, Venezuela became member in 2012, CELAC, the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, and the Bank of the South. I am now at the building of the National Assembly, where Nicolás Maduro will be sworn in as acting president, and they said the date for the new elections will be announced on Monday. There will be at least 2 candidates, Maduro to continue with the revolutionary process, and the right wing will go with Enrique Capriles, who was defeated by Chavez in 2012. Candidates from small parties might also run.
You are listening to Real World News.